Docker strike in Liverpool and Felix Stowport of Liverpool strike. From essential workers to militant dockers. Alex Smith, Liverpool Socialist Party senior Unite shop steward at the Port of Liverpool. John Lynch sums up the boss's attitude towards his striking members in one sentence: "We are key essential workers 1 minute, the next we are militant dockers." The current Liverpool docker strike, the first since the long-running 1995-98 dispute, follows a ballot turnout of over 90% and a vote for strike action close to 100%. As a result, dockers and crane safety engineers at the Port of Liverpool will be out on strike until the 3rd of October, with other sections of workers at the docks also looking to issue strike ballots, according to John Lynch. A 7% pay offer made by the company was rejected because it amounted to a considerable pay cut when inflation is taken into account. After enduring years of exploitation and working through a deadly pandemic, Lynch said his members are living hand to mouth and feel undervalued and underpaid, especially while the Mersey Docks and Harbour Company, which owns the Port of Liverpool, is making tens of millions in profit on the backs of the workers. This sentiment was echoed by Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham when she visited the dockers' picket on the 21st of September. "We are not going to sit back while employers make millions and millions of pounds and cut your pay, how dare they," she declared to the assembled pickets. In contrast, Labour leader Keir Starmer does virtually nothing to support the striking dockers. This has not gone unnoticed by senior shop steward Lynch, who describes the Labour Party as a mess, and says that if this does not change in the coming period, he would be open in future to the idea of scrapping Labour and starting a new party. Doreen McNally, wife of a Dockers Act in the 1995-98 dispute, and chair of the Women of the Waterfront group set up to generate international solidarity around that dispute, said, "I don't think the working class has any political representation. I think we need people from the rank and file to step forward. We need representation by our peers, not career politicians." But while the leadership of the Labour Party may have no time for the striking dockers, the organised working class internationally is another matter. Building upon the international links made during the 1995-98 dispute, Lynch reports that he has met with Danish, Swedish, French, and Spanish dockers, with a view to ensuring that any vessels diverted from Liverpool are not worked in those countries. Dockers at both Liverpool and Felix Stowe being on strike simultaneously could cause a massive headache for the capitalist class,